we're going to return to the Midwest of the USA today, a year, nearly a year after Donald Trump's election, to continue our look at the issues that are still driving his supporters, to try to gain a little bit more insight. So in our fourth instalment, we'll hear Midwesterners explaining what they thought when they first heard the Trump campaign slogan, "Make America Great Again." Then comes their verdict. Has the president lived up to his pledge? From Liberty, Missouri, Danny Wood reports.
I felt like when I was growing up, the country was a great country. And it seems like things are kind of going downhill.
That's Brian Powell, a retired graphic designer in his mid-60s who voted for Trump partly because of concerns about unchecked immigration. For him, it does recall the America of the 1950s and 60s. But Brian Ivlow, a retired aircraft mechanic in his late 70s, who voted for Trump for his support of Second Amendment gun rights, is more specific.
Well, it meant that after World War II, America was the dominant country in the world. We were great. Financially, militarily, everything, we were great. And then Clinton and Obama came along and cut the military budget. We just weren't particularly great then.
Jill Noble, a school teacher and advocate for strongly controlled immigration, says for her, the Make America Great Again slogan actually recalls a specific year.
I thought of 1972 when I heard that, honestly. And in 1972, Henry Kissinger embarked on a journey to Saudi Arabia and Richard Nixon embarked on a journey to China to open up trade between China and the U.S. And Saudi Arabia, Henry Kissinger went there to open up oil. Well, in 1972, we saw the United States change dramatically with Henry Kissinger's influence. We started seeing our country slide. We did not need to be oil dependent on the Middle East.
For Jim Cates, a former Kansas representative and radio host, Make America Great Again was about overcoming what he sees as a pretty dismal previous two administrations. He calls President George W. Bush well-meaning but incompetent and accuses President Obama of worsening race relations. During his campaign, says Jim, Trump was
somebody that really came across truly committed to slowing the left of center train down, so to speak, and reestablishing some values, some traditional values in this country, which sounds rather odd because if you look at Donald Trump's personal history, that doesn't necessarily translate into traditional moral values. But he was able to sell the message.
Gun instructor Scott Mosier has another take on Trump's slogan.
Making America great is supporting our Constitution. And I think that's where I'm looking for change. Part of that Constitution is having the right to bear arms. Part of that is free speech.
Liberty business consultant Scott Jones says the slogan didn't really move him personally.
Let's actually focus on making things better for the people who are out here away from the elite centers, the New York, the Washington, where they're sitting there going like, hey, you know what? Things are pretty damn great. I'm pretty happy. And out here in, you know, in the Midwest, they're going like, things are pretty tough. I can't get financing for my business. I've got to answer all these regulations. I'm constrained in my business and I'm paying these huge taxes. Where's that going?
So during his first year, has Trump actually made America great again? Jill Noble says given the resistance from Democrats, he's done a pretty good job.
I think the morale of the country was in the tank. And I think that's something valid. I don't think we should just consider that some kind of ethereal thing. It's a valid thing. What have we done? Well, the stock market has set all-time record highs. We've increased the jobs. We've got more jobs coming into the country. We've got a lot of things going on right now that he's done.
Jim Cates agrees, but is less confident in the future.
The Dow Jones, the economy in this country, has just steamed along as a result of Donald Trump's election. But I think the reason the economy is doing so well today in this country, it's based on the promises that Donald Trump made. And I think America is still holding their breath in hopes that some of these promises are going to come to fruition. And we're going to see massive infrastructure improvements. We're going to see a better tax system. We're going to see things change in this country. And I think that's the reason that we're seeing our stock market grow, that could be a house of cards. At some point in time, he's got to deliver.
Business consultant Scott Jones is also concerned about Trump delivering his promise of American greatness.
I don't really think there's been a ton of progress except for the fact of the optimism that I feel amongst business owners. I don't think that they've really given up on him. They're starting to get frustrated that things haven't happened quicker. But I think there's some things he can do. You know, they talk about tax cuts and, you know, the left goes, well, shoot, Exxon doesn't need a tax cut. Well, you know what? The guy running that dental office right there, a tax cut for him or her allows them to hire another person or two.
Gun rights advocate Brian Ivlo says Trump has helped restore some greatness abroad.
What do you think Trump has been doing to make America great?
Well, he has reversed the tendency to let North Korea do whatever they want to without saying anything about it. He's increased pressure on them, and if they're not careful, I think he will maybe attack them before they attack us.
Scott Mosier seems to think Trump could make America great again, but is worried about the people trying to stop him.
The jury's still out, but at the same time, when Obama got elected, we gave Obama a chance. Does he have a long road to hoe? I think so. But I think that he's a man that's going to stay the course, and he's a man that's going to make the changes that he promised, and we'll see.
Are there areas of American life that are going in the opposite direction, becoming worse because of Trump? I suggest to Scott Mosier that the way Trump attracts fringe groups like white nationalists, his nepotism that has put his daughter and son-in-law into key advisory roles, and his campaign's alleged collusion with Russia are a few things that critics would say are not great.
Well, it all comes down to what your thoughts and beliefs are, and I disagree with the fringe groups that seem to be attracted to him, but to be honest with you, can he control that? As far as him having his family as his cabinet, I don't like that so much, but heck, go through Obama. What did he have? He brought all his friends in. Now, it may not be family, but it's all his friends. Whether you're in business or in politics, you bring in people and surround yourself with the people that you know and trust, and that's how you run the organization. That's the way it works. That's the way humans are.
Jill Noble sees the question in very Trumpian terms.
Are there any areas that aren't becoming great because of him, or areas that you're a bit worried about?
I would like to see the wall go up. I would like to see more done in the immigration area.
But Scott Jones, even though he's positive about Trump's impact on the economy, is actually quite worried about the future.
Foreign policy gets a little concerning because how you are as a business person with your bluntness, making the business work, and some tough decisions you have to make, probably don't apply as well with foreign policy when you're dealing with hundreds of countries, all with that you've got to live and work with, basically. And there's concerns, too, on some of the stuff that he says just doesn't need to be said.
Like what sort of stuff?
Some of his tweets and stuff like that, when he attacks somebody personally, you know, that sort of thing. Kind of like, just focus on what we elected you to do.
In fact, Scott Jones hopes Trump doesn't run again.
I think that if he was left alone, he would just decide not to run again. But my fear is with the media and the left just continually poking him as he pokes them, it's a two-way street, that he may just out of spite decide to run again. And to be honest with you, he may win again in 2020. I mean, he might.
You sound quite worried about the prospect of him running again.
I do. I can't imagine if things stay exactly as they are in America, fast forward to 2020 with this amount of animosity and just fighting between the two sections. It's not really scary, but it's concerning to me about what would happen in this country.
Scott Jones, finishing that report from Danny Wood with some skillful questioning there. I hope you agree. He's been giving us the voices of Trump voters from the Midwest over the last few weeks, voices we don't hear very often. So I want to congratulate him for speaking to a range of people for us.